News from Oroville, November 28, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe, Christophe, Daniel, and Sudika. The weather. It seems Tropical Cyclone Nisha is moving off the Tamil Nadu area, blowing northward. Today through Sunday night, continued forecast for rain and thunderstorm, although the sun is shining right now. East-northeast winds diminished to 6 to 14 kilometers per hour, temperatures ranging 25 to 28 degrees. A great number of fallen trees, many of them big old ones, many fallen onto electrical lines, have broken Oroville's power supply. Workers are busy clearing the roads, but it's an ill wind that blows no good. Many children get a chance for a spontaneous science class, inspecting the inner heart of an old tree. On November 19th, World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, a first presentation by the newly formed Child Protection Services team took place in Town Hall. Some 50 people from both Oroville and its bioregion attended, concentrating on issues crucial to an actual protection of children, such as how do we unconsciously encourage child abuse, and how can child rights be better protected in our area in its entirety. People from the audience came forward to join subgroups focusing on the formation of a child protection policy. Contact cps at oroville.org.in for further information. Well, after much thought and a few requests, Krishna offers a class on how to speak Tamil. As many people stress out in an effort to learn grammar and words that aren't much used in everyday spoken Tamil in this area, perhaps the whole process of learning to speak Tamil can be made easier. Krishna, with a love for the language and a relatively good grasp of it, will share his insights and ideas on learning and making it simple and fun. If interested, come every Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Solitude Farm. All newcomers are invited to a first gathering on Sunday, 7th December at 2:30 at Super School Building in the Last School campus. Last School team has offered to create an open space for an intro to an exploration of the spirit that inspired Oroville. As the structure wants to be supple, interactive, and open-ended, listening, questions, interests, and needs will be explored. Contact Shivaya at unity@oroville.org.in if you have questions. This year's Winter Athletics Orolympics will begin in a few days at the school sports complex in Dana. The events will take place during 12 weekdays, December 2nd through 18th, daily, 3:55 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. The competitions provide an opportunity for participants to perform in a range of physical activities with increasing competence and confidence within the context of athletics, promoting physical skills and development while encouraging positive attitudes towards personal fitness and health. The events include races, jumps, combinations, and throwing for participation by youngsters through seniors. Volunteers for score-taking are needed. No special qualifications or training required, only goodwill. Contact Deha Shakti Sports Team, Rajiv, 944-372-6223. Improvisation Theater One-Day Workshop to play and laugh and learn theater games and skills. No experience required, other than an open spirit, spontaneity, and the willingness to take risks. Everyone is welcome. That's Saturday, December 13th, 9:30 until 4:30 at Verite. Call either Astrid, 262-3118, or Jeff, 262-2093, for further information. The King Stag, a fairy tale by Carlo Gozzi, directed by Aubert, set and costumes designed by Arlette, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in December, Thursday the 4th, Friday the 5th, Saturday the 6th at 7:30 p.m. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.radio.org. Thank you for listening.